Hello, this is Julian Gerdam from St. Columba's College in Dublin in Ireland. Look at our blog sccenglish.ie for lots more. This is the latest in a series of short podcasts on relatively minor characters in the play Hamlet. Today, Polonius. One of the best known lines in the play Hamlet is by one of the least important characters, Marcellus, who in Act 1, Scene 4 states, "Something is rotten in the state of Denmark." He says this after witnessing the former king haunting the battlements of Elsinore Castle in a state of considerable agitation, so he'd have to be rather imperceptive not to realise this. The idea of rottenness or corruption or rankness pervades the early part of the play, and it's not long before, as an audience, that we realise where it comes from. At the heart of the Danish state is a regicidal, fratricidal king. It doesn't come more rotten than murdering the previous king, who happens to be your own brother. However, this sense of rottenness is not confined to one man. As Rosencrantz says to Claudius, the king is always that spirit upon whose wheel depend and rest the lives of many. And never alone did the king sigh, but with a general groan. In other words, the king's influence, for good or bad, inevitably spreads everywhere. An idea Shakespeare keeps coming back to, especially in those other great tragedies, Macbeth and King Lear. So it is no surprise to find that Claudius has a court reflecting his own personality, or that almost everyone in it is eager to please him. That is the nature of abusive power. And it comes also as no surprise at all to find that his right-hand man is hardly a model of independence. The portrayal of Polonius over the years has changed. Formerly, in criticism and performance, he tended to be regarded as a funny, harmless, bumbling old fool. More recently, the tendency is to portray him as more sinister, a fellow traveller with Claudius, all too eager to go along with this rotten king, a kind of forerunner to a KGB or Stasi chief. Polonius says very little in the first court scene, Act 1, Scene 2. This is not a man who will put his head above the parapet. And we first see him properly in Act 1, Scene 3, when he says goodbye to his son Laertes as he travels to Paris, and gives some homespun advice to his daughter Ophelia. This includes the famous speech, "These few precepts in thy memory look thou character," including frequently quoted maxims such as, "The apparel oft proclaims the man," and "Neither a borrower nor lender be." Out of context, these may seem to add up to wise advice on life, but they can also be seen as a programme of caution, a carefulness by a man who is not prepared to have his daughter's relationship with the Prince of Denmark jeopardise his own position. In other words, they can be seen cynically. This view seems justified when in Act 2, Scene 1, we see Polonius sending off his flunky Reynaldo to spy on Laertes, his own son. Or is this perhaps just over-anxious parenting? One scene later, however, Polonius offers up his daughter, Ophelia, as a kind of bait to trap Hamlet. At such a time, I'll loose my daughter to him. He is now getting into deep waters. Hamlet runs rings around him later in the scene, mocking him. Puffed up with self-importance and eagerness to please the boss, Polonius produces a disastrous plan. His killing by Hamlet while hiding, in Act 3, Scene 4, the so-called closet scene, evokes little horror or concern by Hamlet, and Claudius's only concern is for his own future. He becomes useful only as a butt for some black humour. This counsellor is now most still, most secret, and most grave, who was in life a foolish, prating knave, and he is forgotten about for the rest of the story. Hamlet's words about Rosencrantz and Guildenstern might well suit Polonius too. He came fatally between the pass and fell in censored points of mighty opposites.